From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A harsh new report on the state of the nation's oceans calls for a massive overhaul of the laws and agencies that are supposed to keep those waters healthy. The study was prepared by a bipartisan group of politicians, scientists, and activists, known collectively as the Pew Oceans Commission. The report concludes that the 4.5 million square miles of ocean waters controlled by the United States are badly managed, overfished, and polluted. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
According to the chair of the Pew Oceans Commission, the state of the nation's oceans is bad.
90% of the large marine fish, the tuna, the marlin, the swordfish, and others, are gone. Population of cod and haddock, yellowtail flounder has reached historic lows. Atlantic halibut is commercially extinct. Some rockfish species have been reduced along the West Coast to less than 10% of their traditional population.
Leon Panetta, former White House chief of staff and the grandson of a California sardine fisherman, unveiled the report this morning. According to Panetta, whole underwater ecosystems are now threatened not only by overfishing, but by toxic runoff from expanding suburbs and industrial-scale farming operations, oil spills from shipping, and damage done by foreign species of fish and plants. Too many people live near the oceans now, Panetta says.
That's going to increase, incidentally, by 25 million people over the next 10 to 15 years.
Panetta and his colleagues on the Pew Commission want the federal government to start solving these problems before they get worse. Their report floats several possible solutions, including a massive increase in federal funding for oceans research, the passage of a federal Clean Oceans Law modeled after the Federal Clean Air Act, and the creation of a new federal oceans agency. Roger Roof, a commission member and the director of the nonprofit Ocean Conservancy, said these reforms needed to be made quickly.
If we don't protect those places today, shame on us. We have an opportunity for the President of the United States to be the Teddy Roosevelt for the oceans, and I think he ought to take it.
The Pew study is the latest in a series of reports on the state of the nation's territorial and coastal waters. And according to Bill Hogarth of the National Marine Fisheries Service, some of the other studies aren't so pessimistic. New federal programs have been put in place, he says, and more are coming.
We've had many successes with striped bass, king mackerel, North Atlantic swordfish. So we're making progress. And I think the concern I have is we didn't get here overnight, and we're probably not going to correct it overnight unless we're willing to destroy communities and industries and have, a great economic impact.
Hogarth says he's not sure a major overhaul of ocean management is either possible or wise. John Conley, president of the National Fisheries Institute, which represents the seafood industry, agreed. He dismissed the new report as scientifically dubious, arguing that it was not a federally funded study, but a report paid for by the Pew Charitable Trust, which in the past has aligned itself with environmental groups.
Our concern is that at times some environmental activist groups, when they fund a commission, almost have a predetermined outcome in mind.
It happens that there's a second review of the nation's oceans due soon. It will be the work of a federal commission led by retired Admiral James Watkins. The Admiral chose not to comment on the specific work of the Pew report today, except to say that he does favor the creation of a White House Oceans Council that would help coordinate research and funding. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.